Stark, this is Rick Trading on Charles Allen Wood. ELLENWOOD, Allen Wood. Charles, Charles. Date of birth 6/23/53. Date of visit 11/18/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Monica Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Monica Cantu, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Charles Allen Wood for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old white male who has a long-standing history of smoking. Has experienced shortness of breath and occasional cough, and was recently sent for a screening chest CT earlier this year. Period. The patient's chest CT on June 28, 2022 showed a 3 millimeter non-calcified nodule in the right upper lobe. And the lungs were hyperinflated, suggesting diffuse central lobular emphysema. Heart size was slightly enlarged, and there was moderate coronary artery disease. The patient has no chest pains, and he has an occasional cough and shortness of breath with exertion, and he complains of pain along the right upper quadrant, unrelated to gallbladder disease. And he does have a history of diabetes for over 15 years. He has gained some weight. Gained some weight, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and history for cervical radiculopathy, as well as gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 40 years. And continues to smoke, drinks alcohol moderately daily. Next, blind allergies, no drug allergies. Next, paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of leukemia. Father died of emphysema. Next, med list included Farxiga, 10 milligrams daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams HS. And Losartan, 50 milligrams a day. And Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Soliqua injection daily. Symbicort inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And a Ventolin inhaler, PRN. Ezetimib, 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fever, fatigue, or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pain. He has some shortness of breath and cough, no heartburn and no constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. He has no arthritis and no muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 183, saturation 96. HEND are non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis, with wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is right upper lobe lung nodule. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. Next, paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Repeat chest CT next month. Continue with Symbicort 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, and the ventral and inhaler PRN. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here. And the patient was counseled about quitting cigarette smoking and using a nicotine patch. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monica Cantu, MD, CANTU, MD. Thank you.